We've been talking about courage and the radical need we have to do something great in a world that's really falling apart. Mm-hmm. We're really talking about the virtue of fortitude, though. What is the virtue of fortitude?
Well, a good way to look at it, a good way to describe it, the best definition I think I've heard is the willingness to sustain a wound or to sustain an injury for the sake of the good. Now, that sounds, you know, there's a lot there, but in essence, what I'm saying is I'm willing to look at something that threatens me, a genuine threat to me. I look at it right in the eye. It's not the absence of fear. I'm not without fear, but I'm able to perceive the threat that's looking me right in the eye. I see the fear. I experience fear interiorly, but I don't let the fear control my response to do something great, heroic, what I know is the right thing to do. That's what courage does. Courage allows me to overcome the fear that would cause me to want to protect myself and to withdraw.
You're making a great point, though, because I think most of us, when we think of courage or bravery, we think about guys who have no fear at all. They just run in and do the right thing. But actually, to have the virtue, you're saying that we actually experience the fear and overcome it.
You can't act courageously, in a pure sense, without fear. It's not fearlessness. It's actually facing fear, because there's a dimension with which courage looks at reality. It grasps reality. I see the situation I'm facing as a genuine threat to me in some way. Could be the threat of death, could be the threat of being diminished in some serious way. And as a result, there's something in me that wants to pull away and preserve it for myself, preserve in my own comfort, dignity, whatever, or my life ultimately. But courage is that thing within me. It's that habit within me. It's that skill that gets developed in me over time that says, I hear the fear, I experience it, but I can't let it control me because I'm called to something great. There's two things in us often. There's the desire to protect myself, and the other hand, there's something moving me to say, that's not the whole story about me. There's something deeper in me that's driving me to actually want to do something heroic and do something great.
That's so important to hear, because I think so many times we're just lied to and told that our lives are irrelevant, they're insignificant. But in reality, God's created us for a purpose. He wants us to do something great. He's made us for greatness. But instead, we sit back and say, oh, it's too big a job. Somebody else is going to have to do it. No, you, me, all of us, we are that somebody else.
Absolutely. And let me give you an example. I think an example that's helpful for me was the firemen on 9/11 in New York. Now, here these guys are. We talk about heroes and courageous men. Here these guys are. They're walking into this tower that's, you know, in flames. They're about to they got to climb up this stairway. The only way to get to where they need to go is up this narrow stairway. And now imagine these guys, smoke everywhere, chaos. They know they're stepping into the darkness and they're walking up. And something inside each one of those guys, they're experiencing fear. I might get seriously hurt. I might lose my life. I don't know what I'm walking into here exactly. But they don't allow the fear to be the ultimate determiner of their action. And so they move forward, really, for the sake of the good, which is to rescue people who need to be rescued.
I can imagine, just for a moment, to try to put yourself in their place, that almost everything inside of you must be absolutely feared with dread.
Yeah.
Nothing good is going to happen inside of that burning building. You could be injured, as you said, or even killed, and in fact, many of them were. And so everything inside of you says, don't go in. Well, almost everything inside of you, because something deep down inside says, no, you can make a difference.
Yeah.
Put your life on the line. That's bravery.
And here's what it is from a Christian point of view. Here's what we understand Christian courage to mean. Why would I put myself in that position to lay down my life for someone else? A couple of reasons. One is the Lord himself was the model for us. He said, this is the way to life. And there he sits on the cross for us. And a lot of those firemen were Irish Catholics and Italian Catholics. And what moves them deep down inside ultimately is the love of God, the fear of the Lord, and the reality of Christian hope. The reality to say, you know what? I might sustain a wound here. I might sustain an injury. I might even die. But it's not the whole picture. The worst thing that can happen to me is I'm going to die. But it's only temporary if I listen to that voice within me that's calling me to greatness, to pursue the good, to rescue someone in need or harm.
Well, you see that. Our Lord himself said there's no greater love than to lay your life down for a friend.
Yeah.
And the power of that as a Christian is to recognize that as you lay it down, he's going to make good on the promise and raise it back up.
Yeah.
And so we're not risking anything ultimate, but we're risking everything we have. And so it's a powerful thing to be able to place ourselves completely in the trust of our Lord during that act of bravery.
Yeah. You know, there's one way of looking at it is that you know, Jesus said, the man who saves his life will be willing to lose it. Courage protects us from loving our lives in such a way that we're going to lose it. You know, that I'm so attached to it that I'm not going to respond to the call to the good, to pursue goodness and truth and justice and make the sacrifices that are necessary to really fulfill what God is calling me to and the opportunities I'm facing.
The great thing about that virtue is it's not that you're only going to endure it and bear it, but that because of the virtue of courage, you're actually going to be able to do so with joy. That there's a joy that comes into our souls because we're living the way that Christ wanted us to live, the way he made us to live, and the way he remade us to live through his passion and death.
You know, one of the martyrs are the classic example for us to see. You know, like Maximilian Kolbe in the concentration camp in Poland, who raises his hand and steps up and says, "I'll die in this man's place." And one of the things he demonstrated, and others do as well, that about Christian courage, a quality of it, is a kind of patience. And a kind of calm and serenity of soul, because I understand the deeper purpose and my life is in the hands of God.
That breaks down courage in a very powerful way. Brian?
Great discussion, gentlemen. Coach Danny, are you ready for the red zone?
Let's get down where the action is.
All right, we will be down in the pit right after this quick timeout.